My name is Andy Bernard, and I'm a cuckold. A cuckold is a man whose woman is cheating on him.
I'm going to be honest. I'm not so sure about having the two of you in here together at the same time.
Why?
It could get overwhelming.
You're about to get blowed up.
Yes,
exactly.
You is.
Exactly. That is why.
Something else is, too. Just so you can come to Red Robin.
This is why I didn't want you guys in here, but, you know, what the hell? I'll let you in. Hold on. Let me start this recording over here. That would help. Sorry, the studio is a mess because this place, the entire Northern Virginia area and really a lot of areas around here have been kind of hell since the power outages, which
I've had
no problem. Yeah, you two apparently had nothing.
No problems.
Nothing
at all.
Go out.
I had the windows open with the AC on and every light on.
Screw you both, pretty much. Let's just establish that right now. You're listening to another episode of Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papagiorgio. With me today, we have Veronica Johnson.
Howdy.
And Douglas T.
Hello.
Wait.
What?
Why don't you say his last name?
Because
blow
I still,
him up.
It's like D-Tech.
Everyone already knows me.
Yeah.
I don't care if I get blowed up.
Exactly.
Blow myself up.
I'm sure you
First
do.
Of all, is it just me, like, being a sweaty fat pig, or is it hot as hell in here?
It's hot
currently?
In here.
Yes, thank you. Wanted to get that out there. Show's website's inpapasbasement.com. It's got our Twitter accounts, except for Veronica, because she doesn't have one. And actually, I don't think I put Doug's up yet, so it's got mine. If you go there, it's got my Twitter account. It's got the iTunes link if you want to subscribe to the radio show. It's got every episode of the radio show if you want to just download it without iTunes. And it's also got a bunch of my writing. So please, again, go to inpapasbasement.com. Got a lot of fun crap for you to do. And other than that, I think we're good for intros.
I think so.
Yeah. Hold on. You're talking lows. Let me bring you up a little bit. Which
Speak
mic are
up.
You?
Me?
Yeah.
Is that
you.
Better?
You, gum chewy.
She's on
I don't
two.
Have gum in my mouth.
You're on two? I thought you were on two. Okay.
You sound like two.
You sound...
I'm gonna bust his face open in like 3.2 seconds.
I just want some magic to happen between you two. Is that so wrong?
What do you mean by magic?
Magic Mike.
Ooh, exactly.
Can you go see that today?
I want to.
Let's go.
What, you have not seen that already?
I haven't.
I totally thought you'd be all over that, like, when it came out.
I know. We actually tried to go see it, and they were sold out.
I'm only going to see if it's in 3D.
Exactly.
Oh, God.
Just cock socks flapping in your face. Who wouldn't want that? The world's full of idiots, kids. The world is full of idiots.
This is not news.
Is that why you got a girlfriend?
That's another way to subtly stick that one in there. Another form of idiocy. No, I was logging in at the front desk. Tell me if you guys noticed this. I want to see if you caught it. At the front desk of our station, you sign in so they can make sure no one takes like a piss inside one of the studios and isn't accountable for it.
Mm-hmm.
They just want to know what's going on. Who can blame them? It's public access. Doug, you can attest to what kind of animals are walking in and out of here.
Yeah,
what
they're,
freaks.
They're gross.
Yeah. I saw one of them, like, at an editing station out front, just passed out, sleeping.
Seriously?
Yeah, like a 16-year-old at a school desk,
That's
just
great.
Drooling into his chest.
There's some, like, conference going on in there, too, today.
Yeah.
Oh, it's the orientation. We might have people coming by. They usually don't bring the orientation around us because we're us. But
they want to scare them away.
Yeah, they might poke in. I know that the actual people on the tour are always intrigued when it's orientation time and they walk past EBR and it's got the Papa's Basement going.
They wouldn't come in while we're live, would they?
They would not come in, but and you guys wouldn't see anything because you don't face the hallway window, but I would see a bunch of mouth breathers fogging it up. A bunch of window lickers. So you sign into the station. It's very simple. It's like date, time, if you're a member or not of the station, your name. If I didn't include that already. It's all basics.
The date and the time.
Yeah. And exactly, the date and the time.
Yes.
Your name.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Again.
The date and the time, though.
And the date.
And your membership status.
And the time.
Okay. There's also location on the sign-in. probably you would think, you would say, okay, I'm going to be in studio EBR doing Papa's Basement, right? Mm-hmm. Every person on the sheet above me had signed in their location as Fairfax, Virginia, where the studio is located. Not what studio they were working in, just the actual location of the studios themselves.
Did they go over that in orientation?
Yeah, exactly. Mastering the subtle intricacies of filling out the sign-up sheet. I saw that and I was like, God damn it, really?
That's awesome.
They do have bananas in the green room, though.
Really?
Oh, bananas.
He only goes into the green room and there's donuts.
And brownies.
Donuts. Like, donuts. Wait, brownies?
Yeah.
Okay.
There wasn't
okay.
a black guy eating Popeyes this time.
That, first of all, with the banana thing, you're on shaky ground, mister.
Hey, I'm just saying.
You're weaving a tapestry of hate on these airwaves, and I won't have it.
I'm an equal opportunist.
I miss
that. That is true, though. Like, when was that? Was that you came in with me at night, and we walked back there?
Yeah.
There's just a black dude eating Popeyes. Like, God damn it. I didn't want any white guys seeing me doing this. He wasn't eating it in any sort of embarrassing manner with any extra gusto. I crush it with far more vehemence than he did. He was trying to be just cool about it, but two white guys seeing a black guy eating fried chicken, you know what it is. You just sit and you're like, okay, and everyone just kind of wants to tiptoe back out. Like, none of this happened. We're all cool. Kumbaya. I still can't get over you guys didn't lose power.
Not even, it didn't even flicker.
Nope.
Like nothing. Did the storm last long in other areas? I was in Arlington when it hit. It seemed like it lasted like 15 minutes and then it was done.
It was not a long storm whatsoever. It was like 20 minutes, but it felt, this was last Friday, by the way.
Yeah.
If you're in the DC area, I want to say up to Philly, Baltimore, where the hell else were people just screwed by this storm?
No idea.
It tore through a really, really high wind thunderstorm and just ripped up trees, power lines, all that crap, caused power outages all over the place. I'm very sure it's like international news, at least national news, that D.C. has been so without power. These two privileges, piece of crap, privileged piece of crap, I think
One
is
more
what
time.
I said.
Let's try it again.
Privileged pieces of crap. There you go. I think Will, too, did not lose a lick of power. Howard was without it for 5 days.
That's karma. Oh.
What? What did Howard ever do to you? Come on.
Howard has done nothing to me.
He's jilted you. He left you high and dry.
No, actually.
Okay. All right. Just putting that out there. I guess he didn't.
No. Last time I heard from him, he sent me a Facebook message that said, please, just one date.
Really?
Like, no.
I thought he might have sent you a rose with a plan B tucked into the petals. That's
so you can kill the kid.
Good Lord.
Exactly. That's what Plan B pills do. They kill the babies.
Oh my God. They kill the babies.
That live inside your baby hole.
It's either that or a wire.
Oh my God.
The wire takes, you got to wait a long time
for
the wire to work.
Did you seriously just say that?
Yeah.
Why are we talking about this? Will's not here.
I know, but that's why I have Doug. He covers.
I quit.
He fills in the same role.
Seriously.
You two crazy kids just need to kiss and make up. That's what I say.
Who, me and Doug?
You and Doug.
She's too old for me.
I am.
Oh.
And he's too short for me.
Oh, my God. It's nice not being the only one she's mean to on the show.
How is... He just told me I was too old.
But...
Well...
But you can be younger.
I can't be taller.
Oh, I can be younger?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yes.
Okay, I quit the stupidity. Like, really?
I don't know. I hate anyone that didn't lose their power in all of this. I was without it for 24 hours.
I have a friend who lost it for like 5 days.
I know people that still don't have
it. I don't care to hear their pissing and moaning. You know, I just...
What are you doing?
Ooh, 24 hours.
I suffered enough there. You know, beyond that, though, I don't want to hear those. That's just depressing.
Yeah, it was
Mad Max, though. Like, in my immediate area, so many people were without juice. I cannot tell you how crazy it got. I can give you, the whole timeline of the storm. Because pretty much... After that happened, I realized everything we call society, everything we just think of as our life, it's all based on energy.
It is. 100%.
If we didn't have electricity, I think I'd kill myself within 48 hours, first of all, just to be safe. Mm-hmm. But everything you take for granted.
But, you know, people...
you have a car charger.
Yeah,
all
how
you
do
is your
people...
Phone.
Yeah, people still found ways to charge their phone to get on Facebook.
I ran to
Let's
Whole Foods.
Real.
That's what I did. I ran into Whole Foods where I ate... I bathed in the air condition, and I found a wall jack where I filled up my iPad all my iCrap.
What sucked was the next day, my buddy and I were driving around trying to get food, and there was places that just didn't have power. We went to Quiznos. They were serving subs, non-toasted. So what's the
what?
Point?
That seems like it's on a gas filament. Or yeah. No, you're right. It is.
Five Guys was closed. Harris Teeter was closed.
Five Guys should have just served peanuts. How awesome would that have been?
We ended up going to Food Lion to get food.
Oh, not Food Lion. They have the worst produce. Food Lion just has worms.
Food sucks. I wanted Harris
Everything
Teeter.
Sucks at Food Lion. I hate that place.
Was it a Bloom? Same thing.
I think out of the pantheon of grocery stores, Food Lion is as bottom rung as it gets. My mom would always discourage me from buying any sort of meat there.
That and Shoppers.
Shoppers has the Colossal Donut. We've been over this a couple shows ago.
That is true.
The Colossal Donut is amazing. Yeah. I will have no disparaging.
Just don't go to the one in Herndon. That's the International Shoppers. Go in there. You will not see one white person.
Why does that make you uncomfortable?
Because no one else knows how to walk. They don't. It's like driving. Driving around, like a cart in there is like driving on the street with them. They don't know when to turn. They're just going too slow. Can't move around them. It's just like move left when you're
just
trying to go around.
Like a Calcutta back road. I got you, man. I can't take anything that's been going on weather-wise for the past. How long has it just been blistering around here? Not even like with the air on even. Like,
Two weeks. Yeah. Two weeks. Love it though. It's nice.
I like it.
You like this?
I have my heater on at work, man. I love it.
You're an insane person. What's wrong with you?
I love
you?
It.
I've got
love
a fan blowing on.
Do you have like a negative thyroid? What's.
No, I'm like cold right now.
I'm warm.
I got little sweaties dribbling out of me.
Put on lotion.
I can't, like, I work outdoors a little bit for my job, just getting people into their houses, their cars, and crap like that. Mm-hmm. It feels like every pore on my face is taking a piss. When I'm outside for more than 20 seconds, it is disgusting.
Dude, I've still been running outside.
I
ran outside
it doesn't bug
Friday
me
morning.
Really? Wow.
I play basketball today at noon.
You two are better than me. See, I guess I don't mind it so much if I know I'm going to cop a shower right afterward.
Yeah.
Well,
but like at the start of my workday, I'll be drenched by job number one, and I've got two others. I'm trying to show up not smelling like a urine-soaked hobo.
Yeah. I went running the other day in the afternoon, and that was not the best idea. I didn't feel so hot after that.
Really?
Yeah.
You think?
Like a week ago.
Really? With bad. The sweat just clinging to you as it's
pouring
out?
No, the crazy thing is when I was running, it didn't even feel like I was sweating. Like I didn't feel hot at all.
It's just
and
the
then
thick soup of the air surrounding you, whipping you in
much.
The face.
And then I got home and I was like, oh, I don't feel so good.
I set foot outside. I have to chug a Gatorade. Like, otherwise I'll get a sick stomach.
Dude, you sweat in like a blizzard.
I know. I'm just a hot, just sexy man like that.
I get the same way.
I just
walk around when wintertime. I walk around my house in like a t-shirt and shorts.
Yeah, me too.
Oh my god,
we can't help it that we're like virile infernos of potency.
The only part of my body that gets cold is my feet.
They get extra hot on me. I actually have to put them in cold water sometimes, and then go to bed to let them chill out. That's like twice a year when I've gotten attack the hot feet. You don't like it? This is what the people want to hear.
About your sweaty feet.
Mm-hmm. They're not sweaty, they're hot. Uh-huh. Big difference. I can talk about the fact that my cat took a big chemotherapy piss in my car yesterday.
Gross. Do we need to talk about that?
A little bit, because do I smell to you guys? Like,
no.
Okay. I'm just checking.
Smell you.
Totally don't smell.
She was without a litter box for 6 hours going back and forth to the vet yesterday, and she was given a bunch of drugs to treat her cancer inside her that's slowly killing her. My poor kitty.
I had a cat with cancer once.
Really? What happened to it?
We killed it.
No.
Put it down.
Oh, that's depressing.
Why are you going to let it live with cancer?
So far, it's okay.
We let humans live with cancer.
Exactly.
Know?
Yeah, but
just a thought.
Yeah, but it's a cat.
It's a pet.
Nah.
I like it. I'll pump it full of pills until
it's
like...
an old person. Whatever.
Yeah.
Nice dog. <What's>... She's 80. Whatever. Come
having
on.
A cat's like
is
having...
she going to cure AIDS? Come on. Let's wrap this up.
Having a cat's like having a 13-year-old candle. You know, right when you buy it, it's dying and like, in however long it says. It's like, oh, it's a 40-hour.
Little T is 10. You need to shut up right now.
Oh, God. Your cat's that old?
That is not old.
Yeah, it is. Mine's
no,
not.
It's
mine's
not.
Like almost 14 and it's got cancer.
It's like 100
Little T's
cat
never
going
to die and he's never going to get cancer. He's going to live forever.
Nope.
Yes.
Nope. It's going
to
be like Doug's cat.
I swear to God, I'll hit you both.
I had a dog that
he's
died,
not
going to
get cancer.
Oh, no. I did, too. I've also had several goldfish
that
died.
Die.
I never had fish. Those things are pointless.
They're horrible.
I'm not a big pet person.
Really? I grew up with a couple cats and a dog.
Kind of person.
Yeah, I just kind of do my own thing.
He's big on Food Lion, apparently. Mm-hmm. That's his shtick. That's his scene. Anyhow, yeah, I thought the cat handled the drive, thought I was home free. I get up out of my car, my lap's wet.
Oh. Why was it sitting on your lap?
Because I can't keep it in the cage. It goes like crazy inside the cage.
Little T goes crazy too.
Yeah.
And I just let him go crazy.
Oh, really?
Better him going crazy than me driving into
the vet was over an hour away. Like, I go to a specialty cat vet. So I'm like, screw it. I let her run around. That way I can pet her. Also, she'll stick her hands up almost like one of those Garfield stickies on a back window and like look out all the back windows and the side windows. And I figure like some motorist in traffic with me is going to see that and bust the hell up.
See, little T likes to lay underneath the gas pedal.
Oh. So Will was mentioning that yesterday when I talked about this.
I can't let him
She's
out.
She's good about that. She just runs on my lap and then to the back seat to do the paws up again. To let me out.
Help me.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so I thought I was fine. Notice she's pissed on me.
That's so gross.
Don't notice that, by the way, until I'm halfway to a customer's house. Oh. So I have to do a job reeking of cat piss. And like not normal. This was like 6 hours sitting in there cat piss. She wasn't drinking any water. She'd been pumped full of chemicals. So God knows what's really in this urine. I thought it was solved by taking off my shorts. Get in there today after it's been hotboxing all night. Oh. Turns out it's like all over the car. I can't find any of the puddles. My car used to be my happy place after I did a job where I'd run in there and flip on the AC, let it whip the beads of sweat off my face, just cool me out. Now I turn on the air, it's like cat piss smell getting stuffed down my throat.
And that's never going to go away.
I really don't know what I can do.
They have some stuff that neutralizes the smell. It's like a spray, but
I emptied like an entire can of the stuff you spray after you take a dump to make it sound like smell like dump and flowers.
Yeah, no, don't do that. Go get Febreze. Go get from a pet store like cat urine
neutralizer.
Yeah.
I just use your car as a piss sponge now.
Exactly. Now we don't have to pull over. Now you can
pick
just
up homeless
make
people.
Okay, start my poor service. Car. This is what I get for actually like trying to keep an animal alive and do the quote unquote right thing. So yeah. I'm waiting for it to go away. I guess it's not, especially
it's not
in this heat.
Oh, my God, no.
Oh, it's like you open the door. I'm going to make you two take
no,
a whiff.
No, no. Actually. We believe you. Totally
really?
Believe you on this one.
I'll
totally
smell you instead.
It's horrible.
I don't know what I'd rather smell.
Oven.
I might rather smell
I smell
oven.
Delightful. Faintly of the
you
cat
smell
piss
like
car.
Short Greek, man.
That is a awesome smell.
If it smells like a gyro, I'm in.
Exactly. Smells like Greek deli food. Who wouldn't want that?
Hummus.
Sweating olives.
Well, damn it. I wanted to talk more about the harrowing tales of the power outage. I saw a Mexican guy get tased.
What?
Trying
what?
To get into a house? Yeah.
Seriously?
I saw a Mexican guy get tased. I literally drove by, and it was just a cop, one hand on this Mexican man's forearm, or some sort of Latin extraction. I don't know what. I'm not Mengele here. I can't pick him out based on sight alone. And in his other hand, he had, I guess it wasn't actually a taser. It was a stun gun, the kind that fires the little darts. But he had it like pointed 6 inches away from this guy's chest. And I'm like, holy crap, is this going to happen? I turn around 20 seconds later at the light. The cop's on the ground holding the guy down, pumping him full of this crap. 5 seconds later, another cop pulls up because Nova has nothing better going on than just to stop this one guy who's already getting the hell tased out of him. He's down. Didn't seem all that violent. Like, he just kind of wanted to get into the house, and he just kept pointing at this big house, which obviously wasn't his because it was big. Who said that?
I'm
thanks for catching that, Doug. I appreciate it. I don't know. Maybe he left his lawnmower there. What?
Yeah.
Come on. I'll keep digging.
Might have been picking it up from a job.
Howard. Doug. Doug can't be the only person getting eyebrows.
Yeah. I like Hispanic people, though. I worked in a couple of Hispanic establishments.
They all seem fine to me. I just saw one get the hell tased out of him, though. That was my tale. There were all kinds of funny things that happened. I went to hotel just to get a cold room. No dice there.
Why didn't you just come over to my house?
I didn't know, like...
I put up a tweet. I said, I'm having a party. You bring the booze. I provide the AC.
Really?
No one showed up.
So I don't...
So I drank alone and went to bed.
Twitter's been kind of dead to me for a while. I haven't done much with it. Seems to
it's because you got a girlfriend. You got
you
got other priorities like driving.
It's not
to Jersey.
No, it's not or that. Baltimore.
Everybody, this is why the show is not regularly on air every Saturday anymore.
I might have to then just start.
FYI,
it's not just
his co-host.
It's the magic that Veronica's currently bringing, where you just stare at me and then bust my balls.
You're talking about cat urine. What do you want from me?
I don't know.
It's his life.
What do you want from me?
What? Everybody needs a co-host.
All right. Do we want to move on to the topic you were bringing?
I just recommended it because I think it's funny.
You're washing your hands of it. So you're like, I'm going to mention it, but I don't want to actually like talk about it. But come on, let's do it.
Go for it.
Yeah, we're talking. What is it?
She wanted to talk about the Tom Cruise divorce, which I actually wanted to discuss.
I think it's awesome.
I wanted to discuss that last night when we banged out a couple episodes, but no one found it all that interesting.
Really?
I mean, I don't know if the divorce is all that interesting. For all those that don't know, Tom Cruise is like how old now?
50. He just turned 50.
He just turned 50. Looks amazing, by the way. Like, you look at the co-stars he had, the female co-stars he had 20, 25 years ago. They look like mummies at this point. If you want to see how fair life can be, Veronica, you can piss and moan about this. Dudes, they can age really well. Tom, he's got a bit of a distinguishment to his face now.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. The women, they look like animated corpses. Look at Kelly McGillis from Top Gun.
Yeah, but what is she, like, can she afford Botox? Maybe not. He can.
She did a couple things in the 80s.
Yeah, 20 years ago. Hello.
You really think he's put that much into his face? I mean, maybe he has. What the hell do I know? I'm just an innocent babe in this game.
Oh, God, yes.
It's probably his religion. Keeping him young.
Oh, God. Which everyone is ragging on and saying is the source of
pure evil.
Yeah. Can you guys talk for a second? I've got something I got to.
Why do you do this every show? Every show he does this.
I get thirsty. I talk a lot.
You should totally mute our mics while you do that again.
No, it's fine.
Did you hear that episode?
Which one?
He was coughing incessantly.
Just muting yours?
Yeah, would mute mine instead of his, so they'd hear nothing but him coughing. After the third time, I was like, I think you're doing the wrong one, yo.
There you go.
That was
nice.
That
water
was
burp.
Really gross.
Oh, no, it wasn't.
Water burps are the worst.
No, the cool comes back up.
No, not for
awesome.
Me.
Awesome.
I get bad water burps.
Oh, it tastes good. That's
gives
good.
Me a headache.
So, yeah, Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes have been married 6 years at this point. And I think everyone was shocked when it went down. He would have been, 44?
Mm-hmm.
See, I do my math all good, like 50 minus 6.
28. Close. For her.
I think she's 27, no, because she's 33 now.
33.
Yeah.
Something like that, it was really
weird that they were married to begin with, because as much as I respect that sort of age gap, it's weird. She said the word weird a lot.
Why is it weird?
An age
gap. We need to discuss
this.
Why is that bad? Like, would you say 31 and 50 would be bad?
31 and 50.
Or 31 and, like, 52? Would you think
I like,
bad?
You know what? I love that you are participating and giving me hypotheticals. Okay, so which partner's what age?
The girl's 31, the guy's 52.
All right.
Would you say that's bad?
No.
It's awesome if the chick is not looking for family and kids, but I've never met a woman who doesn't want that crap.
Yeah.
Never. Like, they, even if they don't want it, if they actually truly love the guy, they'll eventually want it.
Yeah, exactly.
Because then they'll be like, well, I didn't want it until I met you. Yep. And then the old guy's just like, God damn it, really? Like, the cornerstone of why I liked you is you wouldn't shut the hell up about wanting kids. Now, in terms of maturity, do I really think there's a gap there? No. I think kind of anyone, like, 25 onward more or less has their crap together.
That is where you're wrong.
I would say 30 and over, not
really?
25.
Okay, yeah. Right on. So I've had a year of my crap together.
Well,
maybe two.
30's average.
35. I'm saying 35.
Maybe 40 for John?
Yeah.
I'm going to say 50 for
I'll
myself.
I'll get there eventually.
I still feel like I'm 17.
You look it too, you handsome
you
buck.
You do look young.
That's what I like. Like the young girls.
That's gross.
Okay.
What?
That's really gross.
I didn't say how young. I mean,
yeah, he
just like
could have been
18,
implying they were legal.
20, 22.
I got told I looked underage yesterday. I was very happy.
Really?
Yeah. The guy did not want to sell me a bottle of champagne. I was like, I'm 31. I promise you. And he's looking at my license like this.
That was the man with the fullest tip jar on earth, wasn't it?
No, he kind of annoyed me. I was like, okay, yeah, I had short blonde hair in that picture. Now it's long and brown. Can you just sell me the champagne so I can get me on my way? It was a little annoying.
Okay.
Did he sell it to you?
He did, eventually.
Well, the card was present. I mean, why wouldn't he?
He literally mean mugged me like this.
Mean mugged?
I've
never heard mean mugged.
Really?
Nice. I've heard stink eyed.
I've never heard of mean
mugged. Mean mugged. No.
Come on.
Must be a Midwestern thing.
Didn't grow up on the streets.
Whatever.
Good.
Streets of suburbia.
So, yeah, 50-31, you're going to relate just fine, but the dude's dead. Like, men die.
He's dead.
Well, the men already are dying.
No, there'd be
like 7 years ahead of chicks?
20, 30 years that you
always,
get out of that.
Always the best line ever. Why do husbands always die before their wives? Because they want to. Best one-liner ever. Just put that out there. Veronica, totally nonplussed by that one. Just playing with the headphone cord. My favorite. So she's already got a 7-year lead on them if they were together.
Mm-hmm.
But then it's another 19 years gap. So there's 26 years of deadzy here, unless he kills her.
Unless he kills her.
Yeah, unless they do an Egyptian thing and she's just buried alive at his feet. So... you can do it if you want. I just don't really
I'm
see
not
how
saying
that's...
for me. I'm just saying hypothetically.
I think you went with 31 because that is your age.
No,
but
that's not my age.
Yeah, it is.
Damn.
We can all tear away each other's illusions on this show. I got a girl. You're 31.
I've got nothing.
Doug wets the bed still.
Sometimes. Last time that happened was in college with the girl in the bed.
You're joking.
No.
Oh, my God.
That night, she punched another girl in the face. I had to take her back up to my room. And the cops came. I had to hide her in there. Then I wake up at 5 in the morning, and the bed's just soaked. And I wake her up. I'm like, did you piss the bed? And she goes, no, my crotch is dry. And I was like, oh, well, get up. And then I took everything off, put it in the washer, flipped the mattress, put down towels, and went back to sleep. And so did she.
So did she. That's the good part. By the way, here's the tour coming by if you guys want to take
a
gander.
Yeah, I got a little distracted. Yes, we see you.
Oh, my God. Doug rams his face into the mic as he turns.
Oh,
it. I love the sound. You didn't hear that?
I thought he just moved it.
No, it was just mic.
I'm used to the other
Miracle
hosts making noises.
Oh, okay.
With the mics.
Really? It's usually just you and me, so what are you talking about?
No, we've had a few different guys in here with us.
Oh, are we talking like a veiled
like
reference to Matt?
I have applied to a Craigslist ad with sounding like that. We've had plenty of guys, other guys in here.
I've told you, man, we can. Sadly, we can't get in anyone to intern as a board op, but we could get like a rotational member if you wanted, but they'd have to just shut the hell up. I would want them to say, like, one thing per show, and then the whole shtick would be us beating them mercilessly.
Like
the
an
whole
intern?
Time. Yeah, like,
I think
just
we should
being
totally do
really
it.
Mean.
A really cute, tall guy. I need eye candy in here. Come on.
You've already got two dripping hunks of
eye
candy here.
I get to decide.
No way. He doesn't get to decide. You're not a voting member.
20. Brunette.
I like where we're going so far.
And teeny
about
little.
This tall.
4'11".
No, I'm telling you.
So he wants a little person.
5'2".
I'll take a midget. We could get a midget.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Midget intern. Dwarf intern,
I'm not
I
laughing
believe.
At that. Yeah. That's not funny.
Yeah, it is.
That would be awesome.
Balance things on its big head.
Doug.
What?
That's mean.
That's the point.
What could you get?
No,
a
we need
dwarf?
Like a 6'4", black hair, blue eyed.
I heard 6'4" black, and I'm like, hey, Veronica, broadening your horizons.
Come on, really? Really?
I don't know.
That's mean. That's mean.
No, it's not. It's not mean. I'm allowed to have preferences.
Yeah. You know what? I'm going to.
Like John Mayer says, I'm not a racist, but my other part is.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that was. He was saying, yeah, I remember that. The Playboy interview.
Yep.
He is the biggest douche. Ugh,
such an ass.
That guy.
He's such an ass. But I actually need to throw you under the bus, like, powerfully right now.
Why?
Oh.
She,
I like this. I get
Doug
to,
knows this. Guy
everyone gets to tell me stuff.
What?
Yeah, she confided. Actually, you said this like on air one time. You're like, I'm not a racist because there is a black dude I'm attracted to.
Oh,
who?
Are you ready for
it,
Doug?
Is it my old boss?
Who is the only black guy or even part black? I don't know what the hell he was.
There's two.
At JFK.
There's two. There's one that I worked
for. Oh, my God. Come. Yeah, I think he's cute. It's not like.
The ex-football player?
No, the on-air personality.
Seriously?
Not the weekend on-air.
Oh, God. Oh, the ex-semi-pro football player.
No.
He actually used to work.
Rock Parrish.
Yeah, the ex-semi-pro football player.
What? He used to be semi-pro?
Yeah, he plays at like high schools.
Oh, God, I didn't know that.
Should hook up with your boy Harrison. He'll get you in there.
Yeah, but she
I'm
was
friends
like,
with Rock.
I think
I
Rock's
need a, I don't need a Harrison.
Okay. There you go.
Yeah, that was before I'd ever
I
even
have
met Rock.
Number. Maybe
so
I'll
do
send
I.
Him a text.
I've got everyone's
I send him plenty of texts when he's on air.
Really?
Yeah, because he doesn't know what he's talking about half the time. All we can talk
I
about
love
is,
that you keep up with the station.
All
I
can
listened
talk about
to,
is football.
I have listened to maybe 30 seconds.
I heard them talking
JFK.
About baseball once. And then he's like, "Oh, what does that mean?" It was like earned run average or something. I'm like,
"Jesus,
really? How are you going to be on a sports station and not even know this?"
That's like the signature of that station, though. Yeah. Like uneven sports knowledge. It's pretty much like half the shows are dudes into football.
Yeah, exactly.
Which we can skate with in this town because everyone just cares about the Redskins.
I hate football.
That's all.
And I hate the Redskins.
Really?
Yeah.
I like you so much more now.
I don't like football. Oh. I like college football.
Who's your college team?
Kansas. I went to Kansas.
Oh, okay. I'm like, that's random.
Which of the nine Michigan teams is yours?
Yeah. If I'm rooting for a Michigan team, it's Michigan, U of M.
Okay.
Otherwise, it's Miami, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That's your big
deal. No wonder you're into black dudes.
Okay. A, I'm not. B, that's where I went. So calm down with that.
Fine. I guess you're not into black dudes for now. Back out of that phase.
For now. When is that really?
Just for now.
Whatever. You know how I like them.
6'4", black.
Black hair.
Oh,
hair.
Blue eyes.
Military background.
Shut up.
You're swooning over something right there. Look at you. You're just.
I know.
You're putting one into another.
Yeah.
And just staring.
She's pretty much giving the okay sign with one hand and just. Bang it with her index finger.
6'4".
Whatever. I get
black,
distracted. Oh, my God. Seriously?
Got the A-Rod thing going. Dark skin, light eyes.
Oh. No, I like blonde hair, too. Light
really?
Eyes.
Really?
Yeah.
Could highlight his tips.
No.
Anyone?
We're not.
I don't get to ask.
Yeah.
I told you via text, but we are not talking about it on air.
All right. Oh. I'll let you skate.
Thank you.
Because I'm sweet like that, even though we've got 20 painful minutes to fill.
Why
left.
Is the show so painful for you? I genuinely have a good time. And you're like, oh, we got 14 more minutes to kill.
Well, that's,
this blows.
That's just how I am about anything I like.
Oh, I'm sure our listeners love to hear that you love to do the show so much.
Fine. I do love the show. That's why I do it.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I
so
get you to it.
So then quit hating on it. Oh, 14 more minutes.
He's got a long drive ahead of him.
Exactly.
Got to go to Baltimore.
Balmer.
In this heat and traffic.
Exactly.
In
cat
his
piss.
Cat piss.
Yep. In my cat piss mobile. Poor Hyundai Elantra.
Your girlfriend must love you. You're gonna smell like cat piss and heat.
The problem is I'll be sitting in the chair that got pissed on, so I'm sure like my crotch will be extra cat pissy. So especially like if anything goes down as soon as I get there and the pants come off.
You better take a shower before you.
I just showered like right before this, but I guess that isn't the same. I should just sprinkle baking soda on or about my peignoir, as the French call it.
Do it. Do it and take a picture.
Yo, please don't share that picture.
Like a
send
ghost
it
penis.
To him.
Group text.
God.
No.
Damn it. Back to Katie. Back to Tomcat.
Tomcat.
Come on. We can do it.
Yeah.
What angles did you want to cover, Veronica?
No, I just think it's. I think it's funny that she has to go about it. So, I don't know.
Well, when they got married, first things first, back then, she was already kind of, would you say, past her prime? Like, I know it's weird to say about a 27-year-old. She was hot for Dawson's.
Yeah.
Well,
like, when everyone thought she was, and even then it was cute, but it wasn't hot because she never had anything resembling a sexy figure.
Yeah, but no, I think she was kind of at the point where she was like in a transition phase. She had to go from Dawson's to doing movies. She had done the Batman movie. She played Rachel Dawes.
Was she already married, though, for Batman?
Yeah. No, she wasn't married then. I don't think so. I'm pretty sure. Because I thought she wasn't married for...
I thought Begins was 05.
Thank you for smoking. Was she married with him?
Begins was 05, so that was 7.
I don't think they were married by the time it was... I think they may have been married when it was released, but it was filmed at least a year before it was released, right?
Yeah, okay.
I don't think they were married because I remember
you're right.
Stories about him not wanting her to do the second one, which is why they got Maggie Gyllenhaal to do the second one.
They got it because she wanted to be in Mo Money or whatever it was with Queen Latifah, or Money Train, whatever.
So
why does every movie with black people have money in the title? How many goddamn money titles am I going to come up with that aren't the right one? What was it? The horrible one.
They steal from a bank or something? Was that it?
It was like, wasn't it Diane Keaton too?
Yeah,
I think so.
And Queen Latifah. Yeah. Just like you read that cast aloud and you're like, who would think this would be a success?
I'd rather watch Beauty Shop.
I don't know.
I'd do Barbershop, but only two, not one.
Oh, God.
I haven't seen any of those.
I'll do Medea.
They
can quit making those now.
Hey, do you know how many movies he's responsible for, Tyler Perry? Either actual Medea or it's just Tyler Perry's blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
Or bad TV shows.
Oh, God. Does he have something other than that Clump show? Whatever the hell that thing is.
No, it's that. And that comes. It's either that comes on after Seinfeld or Family Guy. And both of them, I flip before Seinfeld's over, so I don't even have to see the intros.
There's not even a scary one. 3 seconds of what the hell. I have not seen one
Meet the Browns
of
or something.
Meet the Browns, there you go. Not the Clumps.
Oh, God.
Same thing, though. Same damn
That's
thing.
That's my personal hell. One time I walked home, my stepsister and stepmom were both watching a movie, and they're like, oh, yeah, we're watching, what was that? Stupid, I have no idea. Some guy in a fat suit, like Big Mama's House or something. And I'm talking
Martin Lawrence, right?
Yeah, I'm talking to my buddy, and I'm like, yeah, my stepsister and stepmom are watching black comedies. And he goes, I like black comedies. I'm like, no, you're thinking of dark comedies.
Yeah.
You're thinking of dark comedies, not black comedies. Black comedies suck. It's not fair.
No,
they can harp on being black.
There was a good one. What was it?
Friday was excellent.
Friday
but that was
think like a man
ago.
Was funny. But I
like
the book.
Like a man.
The book's interesting.
Oh, that was the Steve Harvey one that came out not
Act
too
like a lady,
long
think
ago.
Like a man. Yeah. No, that one was pretty funny. Did you see it?
No.
Then how can you say no?
Because I can already tell what it's about. It's probably something about race and then
No,
and then,
actually it's not.
Then Chris Rock comes out with one about hair.
Good hair. That was a documentary though. I'm sure that was actually pretty decent, but I didn't watch it. I don't know.
I must sound like an asshole on this. It's like, oh, I
How did we ever coax you and twist you into sounding that way?
I'm
such a master manipulator. I actually saw the first few Tyler Perry flicks just for the hell of it, and they're all really bad. Yes. Like,
I haven't
case,
seen any of them.
Case that was up for doubt, and you just wanted to confirm that. You know, it's true. The acting is so over the top and cheesy. I guess maybe because he has a stage background. Like, I respect him for where he came from. Like, he was a hobo in his car for a while and stuff, and now he's rich and banging Lavernius Coles and doing whatever the hell else.
He's Oprah. He's the male Oprah.
Yeah, I guess he is. What is it about the world keeping, like, the black man down except, like,
athletes,
one person and either you got your Oprah and you got your Tyler Perry, and they kind of just run the entertainment world for men and women.
It was supposed to be a Jew-oriented town.
I guess, like, they get to run behind the scenes if we're just doing this bit, the racial breakdown bit. Yeah, it's I don't know, a lot of Jew actors too, actually. I guess you're right.
Yeah.
Huh.
And Canadians.
And short of that one black leader of either arena, black people get like horrible,
you know, who's
breaks
overrated?
In Hollywood.
You know who's overrated?
Who?
Denzel. I'll
for
say
his
it.
Acting?
I'll
think?
Say it.
Yeah, oh, no, I don't think he's a good actor. I'm sorry. Like, he's okay. He's certainly not bad.
Every movie.
Yeah.
This is Denzel in every movie. Okay, okay. And then that. Like, he says okay twice in every movie, back to back. Every movie.
He's always just got that smile going. That's it.
Okay. Okay. He's playing Denzel now.
Like, I've watched Training Day, and I'll watch Training Day anytime it's on. It's just one of those movies. Will loves it even more than me.
I didn't even like it that much.
Really? I can't even.
He wasn't even the main character, and he gets best actor. I don't even get that.
It's just, I'm with you 100%. He plays Denzel.
Yeah.
But to me, Denzel's watchable. I won't like go out of my way to catch Denzel, but if Denzel's on, it's not like a a strike against the movie, but he's always, even when he's supposed to be the most evil dude, like his Frank Lucas is smiling all the effing time. Like, what the hell's up with that? An American Gangster. You can tell your American Gangster story.
Oh,
I set you
my
up.
Gosh.
Just lobbed it up for you.
I saw American Gangster free showing at school. And so, of course, everybody was there. It's free. And then every athlete was there, too. I mean, we were in Kansas, so most of the black people were athletes. And then the first scene, somebody gets shot by Denzel. And then guy in front of me just stands up and he goes, "Oh, that's gangster!" It's like, what the hell do you think? What's the title of the movie? Like, what do you expect to go on? Did you not watch the previews? Just sit there and scream throughout the whole movie.
God, look at this pack of people walking by in the halls that think they're going to get a radio show.
Kind of feel like we're on display.
I know.
Can they hear us?
Zoo animals.
I'm not sure. I don't think they can because we've said some stuff like each time they walk by. I think we're okay. I'm not sure.
I feel like I have to hang my head in shame some days.
I am the one that has to hang his head in shame.
Broadcast it out there?
No. You don't do anything. You're along for the ride. You are only following orders.
This is true.
They would hang me at Nuremberg. You would just get time or something like that.
Oh, God. Now they're coming in here.
They're going to walk into the second studio so that they can actually play with the mics and pour soda into the console and just generally muck things up.
I think they like that studio better than this one.
This one feels weird and foreign to me at this point because we're barely in here, and that one we get to say naughty words.
Papa's basement after dark. We need to get going.
7 minutes in Papa's basement.
Well, the
7 minutes in heaven.
The problem with the after dark is you can only do the show at like 5:30 or something like that. I'm usually tied up.
Who, and, me?
Yeah.
No, I can do it at like 6.
Really? Oh, thank you for that range of times. Can you also give me
a 6:15? No, let's be real. You're not tied up. You just don't want to sit in rush hour traffic like the rest of us schmucks. Let's be real.
First of all, yes, I am better than you schmucks. Second of all,
thank you.
I am working a lot, like right at 5. It's always dickbags getting out of work who are locked out of their cars or their homes.
But when I move up here, it'll be easier.
That is true.
You can hang out at Jackson's.
I love Jackson's.
Your favorite place on earth.
Well,
the worst bar ever.
Why is it the worst bar ever?
They don't serve shots there.
Are you kidding me?
No.
No, they've never.
And if you're drinking, you're not allowed to wear a hat.
Yeah.
Why
is that bad?
That is such a Veronica bar. That is such a Veronica bar. I had no idea it was so uppity.
I am not in the gang.
I am not uppity.
You love being uppity.
No, there
uppity.
Are a lot of uppity people.
I am not.
There are
uppity.
A lot of uppity people there. It's a lot of cougars, too.
I've heard a lot of cougars.
That's the cougar bar at Reston Town Center.
Cougar bar. Now, is it like a swinger thing
no.
like where it's like cougars
have to
with
go to
their
Ashburn
husbands. I was
going
to say.
Clyde's and Ashburn.
Clyde's
did
and
Ashburn. Did you hear in Ashburn that they have this whole like White Rock thing?
In the front yard?
Yeah.
I have heard of the White Rock system.
If they have White Rocks in their front yards, that means they're swingers.
Yeah.
Seriously?
And you can kind of just go around. Yeah, it's like adult Halloween. Dick or treat that stuff.
That's
up.
Weird.
That's
kind of creepy.
Why?
What if I randomly want a white rock in my yard?
Well, then
prepare to
have another something that rhymes with rock.
We got it out there eventually. All of us are a little mush mouth today. It's okay.
I'm tired.
I don't know.
That wedding tore me up.
You were. What?
I was in a wedding last night.
Go on.
How was the picture?
What picture?
The picture. That
the wedding
you were set
picture.
Up for.
What? The wedding
The wedding picture. Yeah. You were part of the wedding party, I guess, if you're tired.
The pictures were great.
So tell us about them. Were
you
happy
wait, did I say that off
picture?
Air?
Yes.
Can we not talk
have.
About that?
Doug might
we
have.
Cannot. Doug, I swear to God, I will kill you. We're not.
Veronica might have told us
hey!
Something about just her positioning in the picture.
We're
silly.
Not
I'll
going
I'll
there.
I'll tweet it. I'll tweet
you
it.
You know
at
what?
D-tet.
Hey, no. And
you
know what's funny?
It doesn't matter.
One of them is may or may not be Tyrone or Joel.
Now you're just being vague on vague on vague.
I know, but you'll get it, and that's all that matters.
Well, just Veronica was situated between a couple gentlemen in the picture, and
they went to France.
Doug's filling the rest
so
that I don't
They went to France.
Seriously.
Saw a tower.
Oh, my God. No.
Not,
really?
Not,
no. Really? Really? So inappropriate. Oh, my God. Now I'll be an uppity biatch. No, thank you. Really?
Trying to stir it up.
I will step on you.
You know what? It wasn't
like
bad.
That. Like that.
Saw a tower.
Anyways, the wedding was lovely. The bride
I'm
was
glad.
Beautiful.
Tell me about the bride and groom. Was this
it's
your
a great time.
your one sexy friend, I remember, the ginger, but she'd already popped out a kid, so who cares?
Redhead, yep. That's Amanda and Dustin.
That means she's on Plenty of Fish, right? Or she was.
Oh, what, is that like the MILF site, Plenty of Fish?
No. It's just if you have a kid, you have to be on there.
That's what I'm saying. Oh, yeah. But you're saying they don't have to be attractive. Yeah. They just have to have
a
kid.
They all just look like they're from Manassas.
Oh, God. Oh, you just say Manassas woman. That's all you need to say.
Anyways. Yeah, the wedding was good.
So that's nice. Have they, the gingers, how old? And how old's the kid?
The kid is 3, just turned 3. They've been together for like 6 years.
Oh, so it's his kid?
Yeah.
Oh, that's not so bad then. Yeah. I thought like he was taking in some other dude's kid.
No. It's his kid.
Oh, then that's just like that's doing just what he should have done a couple years ago.
That's like my stepsister's getting married in September, and it's the same thing. You got a 3-year-old, and it's the same guy.
Yeah. Oh, there's nothing dramatic about that. Let me take a gander at her. I always remember her being pretty good looking.
Who? You want to see a picture of the wedding?
Yeah, the ginger. Let me take a look.
I'll show you real quick.
Thank you. I'm not talking about her kid. I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, but there's a bunch of pictures that were just posted on Facebook about it.
Oh, really?
From the wedding, from it last night. Yeah.
You can look over at the mutants in the next studio.
I'm just going to stare at them because they were staring at us.
Going to return the favor. Just flip it right back on them. How do you like that ass?
Freak them out.
Is that Jim Norton?
Oh, God.
Here, this is.
If he let himself go.
It's the dad. It's the dad from Pawn Stars.
All right, let's see.
It was a lot of fun. Great time. Great
venue.
Steal
my teal color.
What?
A teal?
Yeah, she's good looking. Oh, look at Veronica.
Yeah.
You are the most tan of all.
Am I?
You are.
I don't feel like I'm tan.
Almost freakishly tan compared to the white people in the picture. Pale. It's all white, by the way. No color in this wedding party.
Ow.
I don't know. It's just funny to me, given your preferences. Can't you at least sneak a token in there?
Let's see it.
It was fun. Had a good time.
I'm glad. So it ran when to when? He was married on a Friday, by the way. Isn't that like weird as F?
No, I mean, it's actually kind of like it today because I have 2 days to recover. I'm just tired. We danced all night. But, no, it was the ceremony was at 6:30. You know, pictures, dinner, reception ended at 11.
What was for dinner?
It ended.
Yeah,
what was
reception.
The delicious wedding dinner, Veronica?
It was chicken and mashed potatoes and vegetables. Typical wedding dinner.
That sounds like KFC, not a wedding dinner.
Ooh.
It was not KFC. It was very good.
Fine.
They had
Veronica.
A mashed potato bar. It was actually kind of cute.
What?
That's kind of cool. I'm listening now. I perked up. Mashed potato
buttery
bar.
Buttery mashed potatoes. And you guys finally start listening to me.
Yeah.
Bacon.
That's funny.
You said a bar.
Yeah. Bacon, cheese, like onions, and something else. Sour cream that you could put on it. Oh. I, of course.
Sour cream?
You didn't eat any
potatoes.
Of it. You just ate ice cubes.
It's too many carbs.
After these pictures, that's all I'm going to be eating for the next month.
Oh.
Are ice cubes.
Really?
Yes. I look gross.
Who said that?
I did.
You don't look gross. You look lovely.
Whatever.
This is how you keep a co-host. You are the prettiest girl in the studio right now.
I'd be doing solo shows every week.
If you're keeping them based on niceness.
Whatever.
Well, anyone got any closing business? Because otherwise we can punch out early.
Yes, because this is so incredibly painful.
It's not painful. We just didn't bring any topics. I thought we could discuss like the hell I endured for power outages. But
you had power out for 24 hours.
Yeah, it's not
it
like
was
it's that
miserable.
Bad. You're such a whiny.
You
baby.
You did more stuff. Like I knew people that didn't have power for like 5 days, and they did less than you did in those 24 hours about like going to find AC and stuff.
I slept on the floor to stay cool.
Oh, come on.
Oh, you poor thing.
It was horrible.
Seriously.
I had to eat an ice cream I bought the day before because I thought it was going to go to bed. That's how desperate measures were. I had to eat still icy cold ice cream.
You poor thing.
Filled with ribbons of peanut butter.
Poor kid.
That I could have nursed for a week.
Yeah, like that
$2.50 of ice cream down the crapper.
You ate it.
Yeah.
So why is it down
the
crapper?
Forced to eat just the peanut butter ribbons, which I would have anyhow.
Did it melt and you ate just what
yes.
you could salvage? What?
Yes,
you're
exactly.
Such
it got soft. It got soft and I just scoured
what
the entire
real
thing.
Here.
What kind of ice cream was this?
It was peanut butter tracks. I'm about to cry like just talking
you
about
it.
You drank
it. No. That would be... Ew. Or you just throw it away and buy it new.
No.
Once you get power back.
No. You don't
no.
Do that.
That's just wasteful and an affront to God who provides us with the food.
I can't eat ice cream. I don't like it.
Same.
What? You got, I'm outnumbered on the power outage, and now you're both like, oh, ice cream sucks?
Every once in a while. Maybe like once every like 2 months.
It's
I'll
the
have
best
ice cream.
Goddamn food ever.
Maybe once every 2 years I'll have like a
not
bite.
Big on desserts.
Oh, I love cake.
Okay, at least you're normal for something.
I mean, I'll eat cake.
You're not big
we
on desserts?
No,
I mean, like,
no,
well, you've gotten like into shape recently and stuff.
But even before then, I wasn't big on desserts. Like, we go to birthday parties and stuff. They're like, you want ice cream with that cake? I'm like, nah, just give me a piece of small cake and that's it.
That's what I do.
I'd rather have a beer.
Oh, see, I don't drink whatsoever. Like, I'll drink a little bit, but my vice is totally the sweet crap.
No, I'm salty.
Ugh. Veronica, look.
I want like bread. I love bread. And
yeah,
pasta.
It's best thing ever.
Not
yeah.
big on bread either.
I don't eat it. I don't eat it because it's horrible for you. But whatever.
Just eat chicken.
It's delicious though.
If you want to be a fatty, yeah, it's great. Help yourself.
I'm okay with it. I've come to terms with it. As long as I'm still back at home and my mom buys what she buys, I'm never
as
losing
as
crap.
As long as my mommy buys me French fat, I'm okay.
I'm not that. I'm saying she eats the way she eats and that stuff's in the house.
She ever buy you chicken nuggets or as I call them, frozen mini chicken rounds?
Frozen mini chicken rounds?
Yeah.
No.
Because my parents,
they love to buy
you
nuggets.
There, they just buy me like chicken nuggets.
That is the weird item that is stuck.
When I was working
with.
At the radio station, I was getting paid nothing, living on my own. I'd go back to my parents' house to like take some chicken nuggets. So I'd like take like 2 bags of chicken nuggets, and that would be my food. For, like,
oh, life
a month.
In radio.
Have like five at a time.
How just sweet to, like, is it being free of that?
Yeah, and that and peanut butter.
Like
that,
he actually makes an income now.
Yeah.
Isn't living on chicken rounds. What the hell were they?
Frozen mini chicken rounds.
Frozen mini chicken rounds.
And then they give me like the rondelets, the bigger ones that you can.
Oh, like the actual chicken breast patties. Yeah. So those would just be frozen chicken rounds. Yeah. Oh my god! What did we do to ourselves for? Oh, power flicker!
Oh my gosh!
No, they turned the lights off.
No, it looked
I hope it goes out for 24 hours.
Yeah,
you'll be
and
screwed.
We eat tons of ice cream, and I sleep on a floor, and it's vaguely uncomfortable. Ah, screw you both. My house was like 95 degrees within 2 hours.
Man, last year our AC went out for like 3 weeks, and it was just like 90 degrees in our house. We just had a big ass fan blowing on us. That was it.
You had a fan.
Yeah, it didn't do it. It was blowing hot air.
The fan is the dumbest thing I've ever heard of. It's the same concept as the pissmobile I got out front. There's nothing like. If just bad air is being blown on you, there's no relief to be provided by that. If anything, you're just huffing crap. That was the weakest finish ever. I'm just looking at the clock. The clock is broken in studio and just reads DHCP, period, instead of any time.
But what time is that?
We're Squire.
It's 3:52.
He's usually our
sign to get the hell out.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know where Squire is, but this happened. My finger slipped. But
oops.
Since my finger slipped and I did hit the outro music... We're free to go. Exactly. That's the right attitude here in Papa's basement. Veronica.
Yes.
Thank you for coming in.
Of course.
Been a while. Is there anything like beyond your Facebook page people could stalk
No.
you on?
LinkedIn?
No. God, please don't. No,
oh, there is a Veronica creepy. Johnson LinkedIn.
I will block you all. Don't even.
How many Big Johnson shirts do you have?
None.
Damn.
It would have been clever. I see where you went with that.
I want a couple of those.
Doug, you are at DTET on Twitter. What else can they do to get a hold of you?
Twitter. Facebook.
There you go. More Twitter.
I mean, I can't spell out my last name. It's too hard. Or say it. So. At DTET. And then you could copy and paste my name from there and put it in Facebook if you want to. I know how to research on the internet. It's not stalking. It's research.
I am John Papagiorgio at Papa's Basement on Twitter. The show's website's inpapasbasement.com. Just go there for all the Twitter, Facebook, anything you need. Get a hold of us. Till next week, we're out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah, you're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way. On my way.